We dealt with this before. We talked about in Ephesians how God spoke us forth before the foundations of the world. That spiritually, we were created to live with God until our particular time in history came. And we were born in human form. Just as we waited for a particular time in history for Christ to come. That God created the heavenly host. Then God spoke us forth. And then God spoke and created the material world as we know it. Now, in our journey of faith, as we look at the purpose-driven life, we know that we were created for the praise of His glory, and that is to worship Almighty God. We also know that we were created for fellowship with God, and particularly in the church that was established by His Son, Christ Jesus. We know also that these purposes drive us, and we're going to have some kind of purpose in our life, one way or another. And we were created to serve God. That if we're going to be driven by anything, it's our desire to serve this great God of ours. Because we were shaped by the Word to serve God, to glorify God. Paul tells us we're to be servants of God. We are to give ourselves to God. We're supposed to make a difference in this world. We were designed to make a difference in this world. We were destined to make a difference in this world. Do you know what that is for you? The impact that you are to have on life. The Hebrew word for worship is the same Hebrew word for service. That if you really worship and glorify God, you serve God, you cannot disconnect those two concepts. We are designed to serve God. You know, I really like a phrase that was in the chapters we've been reading to prepare for this week. And it's probably an odd phrase for you when you read it, when Rick Warren said it. And I just shouted for joy when I read it. He said, the last thing we need in most churches is another Bible study. Did you find that a little strange? The last thing we need in most churches is just another Bible study. What we need is people to build their spiritual muscles by doing something. You know, the church is one of the most notorious places on earth for exchanging, talking about something for actually doing something. I mean, we can talk up a storm in the life of the church. I know people who talk about how they serve the Lord all the time. Well, what are you doing to serve the Lord? Well, I'm at this meeting, and I'm at that meeting, and I go to this meeting, and another meeting. I'm at church for a meeting every day of the week, just about. And you know what I like to say? Yeah, but what are you doing to serve the Lord? We substitute going to meetings and even going to Bible studies for actually doing something out in the world. And we were created to be doers, to have an impact on our world. We were shaped for that. We were shaped by the Word. Now, I'm going to give you a different acronym than Rick gave. I mean, you know, I like his okay, but I love, some of you know I really like acronyms. And I like the concept that we're shaped by the words. I think his was shape, S-H-A-P-E, but mine is shaped, the D on. And this stands for S, God gave us a spirit. And spiritual gifts. Before we became a Christian and had spiritual gifts bestowed upon us, I hope you do know that as a Christian, when you accept Jesus Christ, you're given at least one spiritual gift to make a difference among the people here. At least one. You may have two or three, or a gift mix. But every person has at least one spiritual gift. But before we become a Christian, before we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, we have a spirit, and that spirit connects with God's spirit. That spirit is a witness to God. That in reality, we are spiritual beings housed in a body rather than being a body that happens to have a spirit. Because we were spoken forth as a spirit before the foundation of the world. We were a spirit first. So that's our first great gift. That's the means by which our God speaks to us. St. Paul said, God's Spirit witnesses to our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, fellow heirs with Christ Jesus. So S in shaped is for spirit and spiritual gifts. H is for history. We all have a history. And Brother Spike can tell you hundreds, if not thousands, of stories that he's lived out his history. And if he runs out of those, he knows stories about other people. We tell stories. We're a storytelling people. That's why I picked that first hymn. If we tell stories, it is our nature, because that is our history. And history, if you break it down, is his story. God's story for the world. And we have a history. We have a history in the sense of a family history. Murray Bowen, the father of family systems theory, says that if you really want to know who you are, you have to go back at least two or three generations. Because our history is so important. You know, we live in a culture that acts as if we just appeared out of a test tube with no history. And our history goes all the way back to the beginning. We forget that as Christians. A Jew never does. Every time they celebrate the Passover, the youngest child asks the question, why is this night different from every other night? Were you the youngest child in your family? If you were in a Jewish family, you would have to ask that question that night. And then the father answers, when we were captives in Egypt. See, in the present tense, that we're a part of the history of the Word of God. We have a genetic history that shapes, in some ways, our body. We do things to shape it too, but we have genetic predispositions. And we create a history by the way we live our lives and what we leave for the next generation. So we are shaped by our spirit and spiritual gifts, by our history. And God has shaped us with our abilities and our talents. As just a human being walking around this earth that doesn't know anything about Jesus Christ, God has already given them special abilities and special talents. Jeremiah said that before I was formed in the womb, you knew me. You blessed me with gifts and talents. And you called me to be something special. That's true of every one of us. That we're known by God because he spoke us forth from the foundation of the world. We are blessed and gifted by God with natural gifts and talents that we can use to make a difference in the world. And we are called by God to do something really special for the world. And we do that in a unique way because we have a personality. And we have various personality types. Even though when we get together, we kind of rub each other the wrong way sometimes in the life of the church because of these personality differences. And if we're real paranoid, we think people keep doing that to us because they got something in for us. But you know, people are just doing what's natural for them. The problem is, we want everybody to be like us. And it ain't going to happen. God didn't want that to happen. The only way God wants that to happen is the way we love people. Otherwise, he takes that personality, he takes our temperament, and he uses the uniqueness of that in service to him and to others and to the world. And God shaped us for an environment. That's a change from his. For a particular environment. We were born into the family that we were born into. And that family not only came with a history and a genetic code, it was in a particular environment. And we ask ourselves, well, why was I born into a poor family? I don't believe too many of us would be complaining if we were born into a rich family. Why was I born into a stupid family? Almost every one of our children and youth think they were at some time or another. Why wasn't I born into an incredibly talented family? Why wasn't I born into a musical talented family? The point is, we're each born into a particular environment, into a different culture, in a different nation, in a different location around the world, and that shapes the way we serve God. The environment shapes us and molds us in certain ways. And that's why Paul told Timothy, you know, use the word of God, because that shapes you, corrects you, and helps you figure things out, whether you're born in America or you're born in Asia Minor, where Timothy was born, or whether you were born in China. But we were all born into a particular culture and environment. But maybe most important is deep. We were shaped for a destiny. A marvelous destiny. To accomplish something that no other human being on earth can accomplish. I don't know if you remember the Sunday that we had a couple of children take a piece of paper and go all the way around the sanctuary. And we talked about the figure that's in the book. I don't know if any of you recognize that you'd heard that before. That the mathematical chances of our being like any other person in human history is 10 to the 2 trillionth, 400 billionth power. There won't be enough people in all of humanity for it to have happened once. And we were shaped by God for a destiny, a divine destiny, to accomplish something that no one, absolutely no one in history can do but you. Do you know your God-given destiny? That's why we need the Word of God. That's why we need to be out working as well as studying the Bible. Because we need to discover how we are shaped by God for service to Him. You know, a lot of people come to church and think service is serve us instead of praising God by what we do. We have a destiny. You're supposed to be here. God has a purpose for you. But behind all of these things, our spirit and spiritual gifts, our history, our abilities, our personality, our environment, and our destiny is that we offer it all to God. That's what Jesus did on the cross. He could die. Why? That was his destiny. Did he want to die? No. Did he want to be beaten? No. Did he want to be spit upon and ridiculed? No. But that was his destiny. So we could hang an empty cross in our church because one man fulfilled his destiny and changed the world. Have you ever thought that there is such a divine destiny for you that it could change the world? And if you don't discover, it's lost forever. You were shaped by God for service. You have a ministry in this place because you were shaped for it. I pray that you will do everything in your power to discover. You know, instead of working to make a living, God wants you to make your divine work something you live for. Do you know there are people that actually work a job so they can get by, so they can use the rest of their time to serve God? But you don't see that too often. You don't hear it encouraged much in our society. But there are actually people who do that. They go to work from 9 to 5 every day, whatever hours they go, in order that they can live for God the rest of the time. Pretty amazing concept. But I suspect those people have either discovered their destiny or well on the way because they don't do it just to make a living. They live to fulfill their work and their divine destiny. What about you? How much of your drive and passion goes in to discovering how you are shaped? Let us pray. Oh, gracious Father, you've shaped us in such a marvelous way. And it's all so we can serve you, that we can discover our ministry in the life of the church. Oh, how we want to find this. What a difference it'll make in our church. What a difference it'll make in this community and in the world. And who knows what world-changing destiny some of us in this very sanctuary may have. Help us not to squander what you have created, for we were shaped by the Word to serve and glorify you now and forever. Amen.